don't you say that maybe we'll say one set of Ugandans, one will say one who's a who has got an then and we're sorry for with that one. We thought that we were coming to Pumana out of Makobe.
Apologies from Medi Sotelo. Still busy with something in the province. Honorable Stian Hazen. I don't know whether he's going to join us. Or
no, Bailich.
He's busy Bailiching in his province. And Honorable Sihale Desai. She's been hospitalized on Friday. Honorable Wendy Nelson, by-election. We haven't received any from Honorable Ghost Mandela. I'm told he's in charge like in an observer mission for election on behalf of South Africa. So that's the apologies. With the Khaledi Swahili, because we must share and know each other's strengths and weaknesses. She was just landed from OR. She was driving towards home. She felt like he's dizzy-like and she can't breathe. So she stopped along the road and she called some friends around where she was driving towards. She was advised to drink water and she drank that water and she was feeling okay. Then she drove to the nearest hospital. It was like a heart attack. But she's fine now. She's fine. That's all about. I think it's the kind of social work that we're working on now. Because I asked her what was in her thought or troubling her. It was just that the clashing programs, but like you said, that I think he was being, I don't want to put the word harassed, that side, that pressurized, that she must attend health offsite to Mpumalanga, yet she wants to be in the site. So that was in her mind and disturbed her. But she's fine now. So she said to me, I must send the message that we must all know that any minute, any person can die the way she felt.
Not me.
let's continue then with our meeting. That was just an apology because as a Copter family in this, we must share these experiences and know each other's health. On page one, honorable members, it's just an introduction and a background and on how we decided to visit the provinces. We still maybe doing correction. Any correction? Page 2. Where is my original? I don't want this one. I'm sorry. Where I've worked. page 2, I was checking on the first bullet. It's written large influx of people from neighboring countries, which resulted in outdated indigenous registered cells and expansion of communities. I was checking the influx, and is it from outside people or even across provinces?
Yeah.
It's both. So I think it must reflect a both. To be seen which we are just focusing on outside, because this migration thing it's even across provinces.
If we can phrase it internal and external.
Yes.
Why it seems we're afraid to talk about illegal
immigrants coming. No, we're not. But it's both. That's why I'm saying we're not taking one out. Let's add even the internal one.
No, it must be clear, man. When we are talking about illegal immigrants, it must be clear. We must not confuse with the internal one.
But let's check the whole sentence. We're talking about indigent register. The whole sentence resulted in outdated indigent registers and expansion of communities. That even outdated indigent register, it affects their budgeting. It was just we are talking about something else, but we are talking about these influx on both sides, internal and external immigrants.
So we should add on both sides?
Yes, two of them. Maybe to change the sentence, saying large influx of people from internal and external immigrants, which resulted in outdated indigenous register and expansion of communities.
I think because of the word influx, it creates it gives the expansion to an extent that incorporates even the local one. But I think if we talk about the immigration and the fire, because I will not be migrating from here to from the So let's try to find out the sentence that will make it probably understood.
Let's be crazy.
I get large influx of both people, large influx of both illegal immigrants and our nationals from province to province.
They're taking out those illegal.
What?
If you are saying illegal immigrants, you are taking out those who are legally
illegal. I think we should just be specific. We are talking about the immigration of the neighboring, the neighborhood people. Once you mention that neighborhood, it will mean we don't mean the local. What will I say?
So then what about this urbanization thing?
The urbanization is another statement because we include only our people, local. That means moving from the rural area.
Here we're talking about indigenous regions, which affects municipalities.
No. Let's differentiate it again. Whoever I'm coming
so
from,
we mean that we must create another bullet.
Yeah, we'd rather change this one.
Maybe you shouldn't even be talking about influx referring to our own people, because our people in their country, they've got the right to move from one country to another province.
That's
But if you talk about people who are...
I'm talking to politicians. Our administration don't understand you guys. Because they are politicians. I can't understand
the
you.
Problem you have
the problem is here.
The problem of illegal people who come into our country. Have we
experienced that? Because we are talking to the airport.
Yes.
Airport, where? Experienced that because we are busy with the court. We've experienced that in Northwest.
Yes.
It's your observation that we've seen in Northwest.
Yes.
Even if from better to a point where going out to over there was a problem with people so for me. So we can take from them.
Who is that? You can tell me.
I think let's pack this one and we'll put it under accommodation. You can't just put a bullet point and say it affects conditions and you don't recommend at the end what must be done.
But the very bullet point is not right. The one is there.
But the sentence is clear, Chairperson.
It's clear.
When you read it from the beginning, right from the beginning, read it yourself. Let's understand.
Read it yourself.
The large influx of people from neighboring
countries.
Mm-hmm. Now we're giving the maybe what made us mention it. It results in what?
In
outdated indigenous
So they're not illegal anytime.
We are not against that. You are against of being one province being crowded and it affects its indigenous control and its budget. It's not illegal.
Let's look at the miners where from Eastern Cape. Separate from Eastern Cape, the miners will move from Eastern Cape to Northwest.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
The assessment in terms of the relationship between the...
It's not in the report.
It's not in the report, but I thought it can be part of the work in that region. Where it indicates that maybe accommodate the relationship between the traditional leaders and the municipality. It's not affecting the...
It's captured somewhere, I don't know.
That's what makes me correction, check.
Yes.
On the delegation.
Okay.
She didn't want me as DV, but when I'm DW.
Okay. Wilson is the name. Wilson.
No, it's W.
Wilson, yeah.
Don't mention it.
Okay. No corrections. I'm going to check. The following, page 2, correction, the following officials of company there. There is officials from the Department of Corporation. Why the F?
What?
Department of Corporation. Many Departments of Corporation, Governance and Traditional Affairs.
Departments of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. Maybe to different departments.
Okay. But the national and the provincial must go in capital letters. Page 2. Under dedication, maybe the second last paragraph.
And
page 3. And the district must go in capital letters. Nothing. Questions from page 3? Page 4?
Page 2. The decision was accommodated by officials from both departments. It was found better, it was found better from both departments, that is the public government and the government. Nobody said, if we can say that.
But
yeah.
Why would differentiate the departments because they're not yet being implicated?
They are.
They are.
They are.
Page 7. Page 13. Page 17 covers recommendations. Can you hear the start here? Yeah, the recommendations. I think we have read them now. Somebody can read the recommendation for us?
Recommendation number 1, eradication, not West Province, first, eradication of the bucket system, progress on flush toilet in all municipalities in the Northwest is very slow. An estimated 10,457 households are still using bucket system, especially in Bujanala Platinum District, which is estimated at 4,660 buckets, I think. We should put that in. The committee recommends that in the next financial year, the eradication of the bucket system must be prioritized by municipalities.
Is there anything that you can recommend adding from the observation? Yes, sir.
Discussing the next financial year, mm-hmm. Think that the financial year is gone already, there's budget for other things, mm-hmm. If they haven't prioritized it. Because I've checked in the report, there is no, besides the one that we're going to talk about, the premiers and what project. Mm-hmm. But now it doesn't cover the prioritization of the eradication of the bucket system. They only focus on water regulation. So that's why I'm saying maybe in the next financial year. So that we'll be able to make a follow up. A time frame, if we say in next financial year, we're giving them 8 months or 9 months from now. Because there is a column for time frame, we say in 9 months or 8 months, and then responsible people is the province and municipality.
When we say 9 months from now?
Starting counting from the adoption of this report.
No, Chairman, my wife, I think we will not be a budget at home from June
to
next June. Their budget will be from June now, next year.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how many months?
So
that's an estimated 9 months.
But
still giving them lots of time. Yeah, we've announced that they must be already eradicated already. But we are talking about practical things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give them 12 months. Responsible people is the position at the end of
the Page 18. Recommendation number 2, the intervention made by the Premier through the Premier's League of People Checks for Mahikeng local municipality has no time frame.
Through is those, no?
Mm-hmm.
The resident is between the Premier through.
True, yes.
Oh, not down.
Yeah. The provincial department should furnish a clear program so that water problem can be solved, can be resolved. Do we want the provincial department to finish the committee with the program, or?
The department. Because according to the constitution, it's them who accounts to us directly.
Department, national department.
But if it can be water or water fee?
Both.
So it should be that the provincial department should finish copper and water fees with a clear program.
And then where are we expecting them to from national.
After they've received the report, the speaker is going to forward the report to them, and it's up to us when are we giving the time so that we ask for interventions according to our recommendation. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
But
here,
In
official, when the speaker submits this report to the department.
The previous legacy project, when was that? When was that made? Because if we look at the report, they know what the project is already. So.
We're looking at a report in a time frame so that we'll be able to monitor their completion of those projects. So that we're looking for that report, because it doesn't have any time frame according to their presentation. Is there an intervention? And if you read the report, it shows that some projects still on planning. You plan until when? There are no time frame. That's why I observed that I put it as if it must have a time frame, because it might be just lip service because we were there. So that we'll see as if there's a huge intervention from their side. So that's why we're looking for time frame, so that we know when are they going to complete those projects. Because if they are projects which are unfinished projects, in fact. That's why they are targeted. So the time saying we're looking for tendering. So from which one? Who's responsible for that time? It's national and the province for provincial department.
But if the provincial department is gonna finish a report to the national department, then the national department cannot be responsible.
To finish
it cannot be responsible for
provincial. Okay.
Yeah.
Time frame.
We need the people going to be adopted in the family. So, you know, maybe 2-3 months. You need 3 months?
2 months. 3 months. You'll be gone by then, 2 months.
That's too long. 30 days.
Yeah, that's 30 days. Okay.
That's not
terrible.
Okay.
Next recommendation, Emily. Who's ready?
I'm ready. Out of the 23 municipalities in the northwest, I think there's something missing there. There should be a specific reference to a particular municipality. so whatever that municipality is has spent the least in terms of budget compared to all municipalities. The support on me such as this municipality.
Out of
in Northwest.
Out of what? Out of 23
municipalities.
In Northwest.
Yeah, out of 23.
They're looking for a municipality, which one that is spent less? There are two. And they're here in support.
Because you are saying out of 23. They were doing three which were supposed to be one.
All in all.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah, not just 23 municipalities.
But municipalities?
Yes. Oh, it's 18. 18 local municipalities and districts.
And what districts?
But the one municipality whose name is mentioned.
That's what we are looking for now. Because Sharon is looking for the original handwritten recommendation that I sent her. And it's here, I can't remember where he got college. Yes. And we met them both.
Yeah.
They finally said bonus.
Which is it?
Meeting all the municipalities in one province.
Yes,
How much do you phrase it?
If
you know that it's having a 23.
If out of 23, how many of the budget? Out of 23.
Let's say only two.
Only two.
Yes.
I can hold only two. Good.
There are two. I'm remembering there are two.
According to this report, there's one.
I don't know
about
the one.
Yeah, I think the one.
Yeah.
The second recommendation.
Recommendation number four. Aging infrastructure is a major challenge as municipalities are focusing on the development of new infrastructure and neglecting operations and maintenance responsibilities. And the committee recommends that the provincial government and NITRAS assist municipalities in drawing up maintenance plans.
Are there any
questions? It means that assignment go national.
The
ministers
are here.
Yeah.
Molopo.
Yeah, true. So what the sentence should read now, it will go back through your chapter. It will mean municipalities in other municipalities.
Also the 23 municipalities in Northwest, local municipalities.
Now in Northwest, Kahisano Molopo local municipality has spent the least in terms of budget.
So it's one municipality.
Now
before Kahisano Molopo is separate, but
they
matched. So they are one municipality now.
Oh.
Yeah.
They've been missed.
Yeah.
So what do we see? That only one has spent the least in terms of budget compared to all municipalities. That should be something.
Yes. So it should read like this now. Out of 32 municipalities in the Northwest, Kagiso local municipalities has spent the least in terms of budget compared to all municipalities.
Kagiso
And then the committee recommends that the support on Mr. James municipality should be strengthened so that they can be able to implement capital projects.
No, I just read the municipality that I
okay. Ed, what is another way of intervention? Because they can't spend because they know they can't implement they can't budget a plan. How are they going to use? Because remember, make it a conditional grant. So they need to be asked in terms of technical planning also on big projects.
And check the besides that, I remember now the last week we could call who comes to name. The question of capacity to protest the municipality, whether they can sell the Magdalena. Yeah, because the capacity is not the cost. Because it deals with the local small and medium, but they have no capacity because they can't employ the people of the hotel.
So then a Salga must come in here. Salga who's doing
capacity. If it is the second person of the material now, to tomorrow it is going to leave.
What do we then come up with a recommendation?
Yeah.
What must we recommend?
No, the funding of the funding of the municipality. That's the problem, the funding.
Formula of funding.
Yeah, the formula of funding is the municipality.
I don't know.
Chairperson, I think let's understand this, the content of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we're talking about the municipality
least
that
spending.
They spend the least, mm-hmm. That means they cannot be able to spend the whole budget, mm-hmm. In terms of what it is. So, the recommendation being said that the support to minister to this municipality should be strengthened.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll have just to expand what kind of support.
Mm-hmm. But I've made mention saying that, remember,
mm-hmm.
We are talking about meek expenditure. They must plan maybe in bigger projects which are so technical, that's why we invite MISA. And I also take the point that it's just that we are a director now,
mm-hmm.
To another thing, to capacitate municipalities in terms of how to plan on spending in MISA fund. Who's doing that? You must come with those workshops and the like, because it's for money. And also the air, and also we must put it in say that maybe the national department maybe must assist in intervening by maybe deploying people whom are having relevant skills. And also how are they going to do it? Because intervention about 6 months or 7 months before the person, remember the presentation from the department. They deploy a person who's going to ask the municipality to extend the skills to the people who are in there for how long then if as a deploy. When that would be, we must improve. Have we gone back Google into the funding of municipalities?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Mm.
Whether it's because that's a problem.
Mm.
Yeah.
So see how far about it, because we must talk about it, knowing where are we going? Where are we?
Maybe Jefferson, there are two factors here.
Mm.
Let's separate them.
Yes.
Because here we are talking about a municipality that could not spend.
Mm.
So if we talk about more funding to them,
it will mean
yeah.
It will not mean the same.
Mm.
It will not mean the same. Here we are talking about
because
this
the fund is
being,
there.
Yeah, the fund is there.
Mm-hmm.
It will not be able to
spend it.
That's why the recommendation is talking about we strengthen,
mm-hmm.
especially from the if we expand it. We strengthen it. They should be, strengthened in terms of training, especially for those in the what do you call it, financial
management
system, so that they could be able to spend the money that they have.
Yeah, of course, I can hear him when he said this must be strengthened. You can't say the people who can in the capacity. If the people are coming in the capacity, of course, they don't have it at all.
That's the same problem. No. Come up with a solution.
Yes, from what Honorable Mabudan said, he's talking about training and people who are training on their duty. I think you gave us the right answer by saying, who's supposed to give them training? Who's supposed to have capacity?
Yeah.
It's kind of supposed to be the people who are training.
Mm. That's why I'm saying the responsible person here must be Salga.
Yeah.
But honorable chief.
Nkos Mabon.
The other chief.
Macho. Since when are you? I'm not disputing that, but since when? From the new announcement.
Machoba raised the issue of how then do you capacitate people who cannot be capacitated? So we must check how long have those people been in those positions? Have there been any form of capacitating on their part?
Mm.
If then it has been, and still they cannot spend, then it means they are ineducable.
So are you...
They must be moved.
I'm sure that's what happened in my...
No, I say we must establish that as to whether they've been capacitated in the past, and even after being capacitated, it could still remain.
But the question is not there is a department or a municipality here who's going to score. We are interrogating a report here.
Mm.
Yes, this is what we're doing.
The report is going to answer.
But we must find out if these people have received capacitation in the past.
Find out how, because now this is where the national has to intervene.
We'll find out from the national.
Okay. So what are we saying here? Our recommendation is that
we
recommend that the national department must come up with a report
yes.
of how many
municipalities were capacitated and when.
In terms of mixed spending.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's progressive.
That's
progressive.
Mm-hmm. So we remove the one that has been proposing.
No, we add.
We add.
We recommend the intervention in MISA, and then we want now as a portfolio committee a report from the department so that they must tell us. Because it's now we're speaking about only municipalities that we visited. But there are many that were unable to spend week. Mm-hmm. You want to come in? Without?
No,
I'm saying good.
It's right, but can we not think that the committee further it means setting because we want it not only from those ways.
Mm.
We want from all municipalities.
So you want us to put on our BRR report?
No, we can even put it when we done those recommendations for the provinces. We say the committee further recommends that we get a report from the department, the national perspective of
of all those things, but we don't put it in for Eastern Cape only. Because then we must put it in for Northwest only, because we want that from Eastern Cape as well.
So we must be put the next recommendation at the last of the report.
Yes.
Hall.
Yes.
Not in this color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's broader than the Northwest.
Okay.
But right.
Okay. Agreed.
We're covered now.
Who is the responsible person?
Department
in Salta.
Yeah.
Okay. Next recommendation.
Aging infrastructure is a major challenge as municipalities are focusing on the development of new infrastructure and neglecting operations and maintenance responsibilities. The committee recommends that the provincial government and NISA assist municipalities in drawing up maintenance plans within put the time frame the previous recommendation.
Why are we saying they neglect now the agent there? As if it's not a question of the land, they are neglecting.
Yes.
Baba, I think we can't talk on behalf of the municipality plans if they plan things accordingly. They couldn't just prioritize the need of the good of the old infrastructure so that they can be accountable. Now when you say that we can't rely on, we can't say that there is no
because issue of infrastructure it's a national challenge.
Yes.
It's a national challenge.
But here they say the problem is aging infrastructure. So then we must add on in the municipality in drawing up restoration and maintenance plans. Restoring of aging one. What maintenance plans? Let's leave it at that.
Or we add. So we're catching your point of saying that they need, why we say they neglect it. Because there are a lot of dilapidated infrastructure. That's why I say we were saying then they must be assisted coming up with maintenance plans.
In the Northwest, this the what's name, the infrastructure and attended to the state belongs to Maroon.
Same as in
Eastern Cape.
Everywhere. My question is,
if
the maintenance plans is there and then the ignored and so on.
But most municipalities doesn't have maintenance plans.
Okay.
They don't have maintenance plans. That's
so
why.
The national system.
If you can say, I want to cite an example for Msuganika where we went. It's an old infrastructure whereby they used, expecting it must serve the people, but not maintaining it. You check, are there any plans out of that five pump machines, remember?
Mm-hmm.
One was main working. Why? Because there is no maintenance plan. We go to another second dam. We say, but here is water here. What is the problem? It's the cable. Why is there no cable? There is no maintenance plan to buy another cable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are saying here. If they are having a maintenance plan, then the plan will inform the budget. So they will have a budget.
All this revolves again back to the fact that there's a lack of
skilled people to even plan.
So that's why we want to go in mission to technically advise them. Like we, I would ask the committee also to recommend at the end, maybe also to recommend that MISA might go back to Msolego where we went and check development since we put in our own recommendations on how are they going to defeat the challenge of water crisis in that area. That's why we are coming to responsible. Who is the responsible in the time frame in this recommendation? By saying who's responsible. What?
I'm telling you, yes, sir.
What are you?
You said we are successful with that. Why you want to go to the government that didn't make a mistake and to go.
No, I'm saying Zulira.
Who? We tell you, we're going to land and we said, I'm going to go anywhere. I mean, it's going to be a
year. But it will come up at the end, maybe, of the whole report. But now, we are here in this color. Why Jahela? I'm staying there.
I believe we will come.
So who's the responsible person in the department?
You.
Time frame?
No, it is. It's only that we can give a shorter period on issues that need This thing will not happen in any way until they get a new budget that has been planned, especially the one that we are talking about. There is no way that we can say this one is a quicker solution. Where will they get fast?
Are we not talking about water here?
No.
We're talking about municipality.
No, I was just bypassing. You are here in the back of the report now. You like my face?
The main problem of municipalities.
We are here on aging infrastructure collapse.
Yes. But the main problem in all municipalities is water.
Where are we getting water, you know, Honorable Buena?
Let's not deviate on what
was. Let us not deviate. We will come back at the end in a crisis of water and we will find it here.
Yeah, we're talking about the maintenance.
Yes. It's 12 months, ne? Let's agree on 12 months because we are talking about infrastructure.
Yes, and the planning.
In the planning. It's 12 months, who's responsible?
National
Department.
But we have said on the previous recommendation, who is responsible at the time frame.
Which one?
The intervention.
The previous one.
Yeah, the previous one. The
last. Wait, Mr. Must.
Wait,
with the one municipality?
Yeah.
Say 3 months.
2 months.
Next one, Andy.
Enhancing fund financial management. For 2011-12 financial year, the audit outcomes for municipalities have shown no improvement in obtaining a clean audit in all municipalities. Three municipalities have regressed to disclaimers. Maybe we should, maybe the center should read as follows. Enhancing fund financial management. For 2011-12 financial, for the 2011-12 financial year, the audit outcomes of municipalities have shown no improvement, and then full stop. Mm-hmm. And then three municipalities in the province have regressed to disclaimers.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the observation that we have.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm just catching a way of
okay.
And then the committee recommends that the national department should establish asking which will target struggling municipalities in terms of financial management and assist those municipalities to establish relevant structures which will monitor and evaluate whether correct measures are in place.
Catherine, being the author of this thing doesn't mean you must look at me. This is in a committee meeting. We are throwing this to everybody.
No, I'm just looking at you.
You are looking at the duty of the on the establishment of the task team, as I noticed that FALGA is actually the entity that is doing a lot of work on this, particularly on financial management,
mm-hmm.
and we don't mention them anywhere because they also have this in their annual report. That this is a major thing they are doing to capacity the municipality in terms of finances.
Mm-hmm.
No, if even the then there's a problem,
there's a But SALGA is there for intervention. Yeah. We want a thing that will improve the performance in terms of audit outcomes. So that's why I'm saying a specific task team which will exact focus.
Yeah.
Remember, last year was a presentation of saying that they prioritize and focus a responsible person at the department.
Yeah.
So now, By looking at the task team will include province, maybe SALGA again, and the department, which will mainly focus on the issue of working towards their vision of saying we need to obtain clean audit. That task team. Or we need to specify who are the participants, responsible people who will be in that proposed task team.
But what will be the purpose of actually using the task team?
It's to get a dedicated team.
Yes, but
who will just focus only on that one?
To get my question is the purpose of us, then we want us to get a team, the task team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what would be the duty of the champion to oversee the employees of the municipality?
To capacitate, oversee whether the laws and that are in place are not trying to correct or regress. To oversee everything and even to capacitate and to educate mm-hmm. and to advise mm-hmm. how to go about obtaining a clean audit or an improved audit from the state that you are in.
And what will the budget come from? Because then people also...
National department, we are putting a national department responsible.
Mm.
We might put that task into their programs, one of their programs. Which are budgeted for.
Which are we appointed?
Mm.
To employ people?
No, not they are not this one.
And you must employ other people, pay money to get...
We're not talking about new
employees. Yes, I understand. You came from the department of profits.
Yeah.
But these people also will need money because they must do the work. They must travel. They must get accommodation and so on. Where will the budget come from?
No, we must go to take it. The national government, they transfer money to the province. They all own their own budget. Must we go down into the road to take it?
It's a way of intervention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand, and I'm just saying it becomes very difficult now that people must be employed, they can't be given, and then...
Where is that employment coming from? Because we're talking
about people who are employed, who are not capacitated. We don't have the capacity, I don't want to say who are not capacitated.
We're talking about the task team here.
Yes.
And those task team are not capacitated.
No, that task team must capacitate people, isn't it?
Yes. I'm saying these people are employed in interviews. They were
the only money that you are going to
for those positions.
The only money that you are going to need here is money for accommodation and traveling. They're not going to be paid to go and participate in the meetings and interviews.
Because these people, they went through interviews, they were declared suitable for those positions. Now, why can't they deliver? They must go out. Employ other people are suitable who not need the
That's a lot of solution. You just kick people out. What have you done? What have you done? That's why I was saying you must come up with some intervention. But you are against the constitution then. The constitution says you must give support and intervene.
And it's politicizing this
thing. That's why I'm saying, I know I'm dealing with politicians.
I'm sorry I'm from the church, but I never heard of you. I'm confused.
I saw we have other visitors are here. If we are alone.
Honorable Bimam is talking about capitation.
Let me assist the con. We are in column number.
Financial.
A number of the column, not sure we have this number. Yes.
So let me just elaborate on what I've heard from
The recommendation is saying, maybe before you elaborate, the recommendation is saying, in terms of enhancing sound management, we said in 2011 and 12 financial year audit outcomes in municipalities has shown improvement. No improvement. Show no improvement. We are talking about Northwest. Three municipalities has regressed to disclaimer. So we are saying, by way of intervening, a recommendation from the committee. The National Department should establish a task team which will focus mainly on those targeted struggling municipalities in terms of financial management and to assist them to establish relevant structures which monitor and evaluate whether correct measures are in place. So Honorable Boinamo is disputing that, which why now we are hiring another people. So I'm saying, who is going to be hired here? Because the task team will recommend at the end on who is responsible. That task team must be formulated by people from the department. Maybe they will second people from provinces, a treasury. It's people who are in the service. We are not hiring new people who will formulate that task team. They only said the budget. Where is the budget going to come from? And then the department has programs. According to the constitution, the department must intervene and support municipalities. By us proposing that there must be a task team established, we mean that budget is there according to the department's programs on the way of intervention. The only money that will be needed is traveling cost and accommodation cost when facilitating this duty by this task team.
Okay. Capacitation and municipality.
Yes.
And then where that guy is going to
will be in this responsible people who will be forming the task team.
And education about the fiscal commission, where
is
going to
get in? United independent body.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a chapter 9 institution which is independent.
Awesome.
Is there a time frame on this capacitation?
Come up with a time frame.
You said it's very quiet. Right?
Come up with a time frame. Come in for next financial year so that they'll improve. Put 6 months under.
Okay.
Another recommendation?
You say it will be done by the National Department.
Yes.
Together with
but responsible people, then we leave.
That's Salga.
Three.
I'm just calling him off.
The next recommendation, IGR intergovernmental relations have not been functioning optimally as envisaged in the framework. the committee recommendation says the only ward that has not established the ward committee is ward 28 in Rustenburg.
Listen, I'm not sure even now myself. Let's take it out.
Yeah.
After reading it, I thought it was not making sense. Let's take it out, but the observation is okay. Let's come up with a good recommendation. The observation is that IGR is not functioning. That's the real crisis.
Yeah.
Is it nationally or
nationally? Probably. I don't know what.
For when dealing with disaster issues, IGR process in a national doesn't work.
Yeah.
So let's come up with the recommendation.
Yeah. It must be there. It must be.
This one must be up.
Yeah,
tsunami.
Yeah, yeah. It must be. It must be there.
I would have to with the legislation itself. Is the problem the legislation or is the implementation of
the implementation of the
now I recall. And if you, you remember the mayor of this, what is that district again, indicating that the commission is sending junior people or absolutely no representation.
And it's not our first recommendation.
Yeah.
In other reports, we've got a very similar recommendation.
I mean, another department must check up with another counterpart.
Yes.
Yeah.
But quite much the national department do exactly.
The must observe that the other state department mustn't send junior officials to this meeting.
Must go and report there to the bosses.
Time frame must be ongoing.
Yeah,
by the department.
Mm.
Okay.
And then the next recommendation. The department is currently conducting inquiries in Moses Kotana Center Store and trying local municipalities on allegations of corruption and fraud. The department should, the committee recommends that the department should finish, maybe, okay, a way of rephrasing the sentence, the department should finish a report on the outcomes of the investigations with clear outcomes and action to be taken against those found guilty.
What should be taken? Action taken. This report is finalized.
Yeah.
Action taken.
Moses Kotani, not Kotani. N-E.
N-E, yeah.
Yeah.
At the report should that be finished to who? To the committee or to the department or
who should I use?
I mean the
880 to 90.
The observation says
department.
The observation says the department is currently conducting inquiries in Moses Kotani Center Store and trying local municipalities on allegations of corruption and fraud.
Yeah.
And so the recommendation is that the department should finish. So I'm not sure whether we should
be the
committee doing the investigation and then what department is doing the investigation, the provincial department or the national department?
The provincial department.
But then the report should go to the national department that then needs to what.
But why should be the committee asking the provincial department to apply?
No. But the national department must send the report to the committee.
Mm-hmm.
You
understand? Yes, I was of the opinion that the report must come to the committee, and the committee must now look at the report and then recommend, make recommendations to the department.
Yes. This is an investigation report. What must we recommend? Because we need to know what is the outcome, the finding, and the action taken thereof.
recommendation.
Huh?
Recommending the action. Recommendation should not come from the committee.
No, we can recommend that maybe that must be taken to the SIU or somewhere. But we want to know what. See, now we're monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
We're monitoring whether they've done the right thing.
It's okay, we quickly read the recommendation.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the recommendation is that the National Department should finish the committee with a report on the outcomes of the investigation with clear mm-hmm. outcomes. And no, I don't think.
Let's cancel the other one.
Yeah.
And it's just election.
Yeah. So the National Department should finish the committee with a report on the outcomes of the investigation mm-hmm. and action taken against those found guilty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would do that. Yeah.
So the responsibility is to the National Department. And time frame?
3 months.
3 months. Within 3 months, you should get it.
And I think we must also, at the end, because this is not the only municipality, you go to Eastern Cape, we find some investigations and some municipalities. Let us put it at the end.
With a further recommendation.
Yes.
Okay.
And as the main mention, Chairperson of the 3 months, let's take into consideration also the delay of this the investigation, and also the hearings and whatever this is. It might even take more than 3 months, but it's good to say to them as we are putting it as a proposal that within 3 months we'd like to hear what is
yes.
concrete.
Okay. Okay. Next.
Next recommendation. Section 139 has been involved in three municipalities. Okay, let me rephrase it. Section 139 has been involved in three municipalities in the province. But there are other municipalities that are in a worse position in terms of financial management and governance.
Mm. That's our observation.
Yes.
Mm. I forgot to, because I wanted to mention those municipalities, because I forgot Northwest. Remember, we observed that when during their presentation, we saw the ones that have been invoked in Section 129. They are far much better than the ones that we observe that we deserve in Section 139. So I wanted you to remind me which ones. Because
McCarthy.
Yeah.
McCarthy Hills.
And then entertainment.
What is it?
Who's that lady who was, performing and
what's the name of
McCarthy and Robota?
Yeah.
And then.
No, you can't say my Let's
read them. Those who we see that the Section 139 was supposed to be invoked to them.
I thought you were trying to mention those who are already under administration.
No, we want to, according to our other members, when we observed during their presentation, they were the ones whom we felt that this one is supposed to
be under administration. But then, we don't say that.
No, they're not. So we recommend that the provincial department must look closely to those ones that we have observed that they deserve.
Also, you need the names of those that you...
Yes.
So we recommend that the provincial department must just look close to them.
So,
are we correct?
Yes. Yeah, they were quite many. So, I don't know what criteria we would use.
To mention them by name.
Because they're quite...
Oh, let's not mention them then, but to recommend that the department...
Our recommendation, as it stands at the moment, says that the province should be consistent in terms of the intervention.
It means that we have got something behind whom we know.
If we don't mention the name,
they won't know.
Yeah, they won't know. So it's better we mention those.
Why should we hide it?
We are afraid of saying that because now we are not in a position to remember which one.
we will mention others, leave others.
So
they must be another name. Because in the book... Oh, we mentioned those names, you remember, and others.
Why did we mention those that we know them in two? Because we know the entire...
But in that still covers all of them. Mm. That's why I'm saying, what if we leave?
No, then we can... If that is the case, then we can communicate with all the Spanish and ask them to... That we not be in two.
Other question, there's no time to communicate. This is a report here in front of us. We need to adopt it.
I think this one is highlight. We are highlighting to we have observed what we have seen, and therefore we have realized that there are those already the department has put under section 159.
Yeah.
Therefore, in our observation, we have realized those who are put under this section. There are those who are even worse than those.
Mm-hmm.
That is our observation. Mm-hmm. That's why we are talking about the consistency of the department there.
Oh,
because the reason might be...
Not correct.
Yeah, there is a good reason for that, because the department is looking into those criteria that they've put on to say under which circumstances are we invoking this section to declare this one so and so on. So we as the committee, we only realize the misappropriation or maybe the failure in finance management. So there are criteria that the department is using in consultation with the district maybe, and therefore the MEC must declare it. So we as a committee, we have realized that you have only invoked this section only for these three, and the rest that we have seen are even worse than those. So by mentioning name, I think we'll be getting deeper and deeper, and it will be questioning.
Yes. Mm.
Or maybe the department itself must start investigating who are those people. Yeah. Okay. Just asking to leave as is a recommendation. Let's come up with a time frame.
So the provincial department will be responsible.
Mm.
The provincial.
Yes.
Because according to the constitution, really, it's them and SOP who agree in invoking this intervention.
And
okay. So, time frame?
I'm saying about us being unable to mention names, even of the municipalities with this step, because it could be only talking to the municipalities with visitors, and we have set up 10 or 20 minutes.
But do you realize what is discussed here? Is that we are in a meeting, we've given you time to come up with this recommendation. You were supposed to be knowing those municipalities yourself, because it was reputed to before coming here, prepare this thing.
No.
So I'm saying now, if we mention municipalities by name and we leave others, that will give us a problem. That's why I'm saying let us not mention, but our point is made that we observe that they are municipalities. They know them.
They are friends.
Mm, they know them. So we want, but now when we're giving them a time frame, when we want to get that report back, they'll be mentioning those municipalities by name. Because I'm afraid we'll be doing the very same mistake that they are doing, as if we are taking sides.
Yeah. So
not as a committee.
We leave those municipalities that you've never.
Let's give you homework.
We
leave
those
you
municipalities because we're not sure, because we give you business, but those that we have visited, we are sure, so we can name them.
Let's give you a homework then. Go back to your notes and come up with those municipalities and give it to Sharon to add.
Sharon was there taking minutes.
We visited all municipalities in North West. There's no municipality in North West that we did not ever briefing in
for
X plan. So all municipalities...
Hello, you know this work. It's not Sharon's work. That's why I'm saying I'm the author of this. It's for us. It's political. Recommendations. It's not administration work, Honorable Poina. That's why Sharon sent you messages saying that you must all come up with recommendations. So I decided to initiate and come up with this recommendation so that we'll add
Yes,
so don't take the work back to Shem. This is political work.
We're specifically talking about names. The recommendations were made here.
You mean that? You mean that, Mina? I must go back and dig names?
No, no. I'm saying you can't say in the minutes that we had taken, then we couldn't take names of municipalities that are actually in trouble.
That's why I'm saying I'm giving him homework. Because you can't say you demand this thing from Sharif. This is political work. Come up. This is ours. His own. Honorable now. Recommendations are ours. Sharif can speak on behalf of us, saying that we observe this one. It technical report, let's see, these are page 1, page 2, page 3, the notes you are taking. And now, if you see the first draft of the report that you received, was having no recommendations. So that's why I took an initiative. You've seen me saying that, Sharon, because I'm the author of these recommendations, you mustn't ask me about language and the like. So it's ours. I did it on your behalf.
Yes,
so it means then that I must also go dig in the notes and come up with the names of the municipalities whom I said, I don't even remember. Sharon is not going to assist you, because this is political recommendations added to the report. So that's why I'm saying I'm giving you a homework. Go back to your notes and dig, you'll find it, and add to Sharon.
Why should it be my work now, and not the work of the committee?
The committee has agreed for the recommendations, as if. It's only you who...
Yes, but my problem is what? In the department, a very, very vague instruction.
The province.
The province.
As an MEC, he knows that. She knows very well how the performance of him, his or her municipality.
Okay, let's go. Let's move.
That's why there is
time frame. It's you who's on.
No,
it's the Let's finish with the last slide. Before Eastern Cape, then we'll break. Let's come with the time frame.
2 months.
2 months. 3 months.
Before we...
2 months. 3 months is too long.
There was one item that we pushed down as an additional recommendation, and this is that the national department must produce a report on how many municipalities they have capacitated to spend the MIG.
But when is this going to be sent to
India?
I think it puts it at the end of all the two provinces.
Because that must inform the time frame that we need.
After it has been adopted by the House.
Oh. When? When will it be adopted?
No, Pelagos, there are purposes. You just don't push. There are many reports, there are many committees who are dealing with reports, but the procedure is saying immediately starting. There's a queue of reports on when are you going to ATC them. The moment it gets into ATC, that's when it's effective, then it's going to be sent to probably. Mm-hmm. But now there's a queue, you don't know when is it going to be ATC. But you know, adopt it and just submit it. We'll see it to ATC, then say here is our report, then we'll know it goes to the House.
But more or less it can be in less than 3 weeks.
It takes
6 months.
I need to know it's constituent. We go to 2 weeks constituent, 2 weeks committee, still are sitting, remember?
Yes.
It's a month. But normally when we observe it goes according to programming.
Yeah.
It goes according to some takes 3 months, some 4 months, some.
Now what informs of 3 months that we keep it?
I don't know. I think the 3 months that we're talking about making as our recommendation here, it will only be effective after the report
has been adopted.
Then we start counting our 3 months.
Hey.
Not just for today.
Hey.
You get my point?
Last one, we're done with little success. Let's pray for 10 minutes. The food is getting cold. 5 minutes.
And I usually eat cold food, I wonder.
Are you a Saraka church or they eat cold food?
On Tuesday.
No, on Saturday. On Saturday.
No.
Yeah, we eat cold food.
On Saturday.
I want.
I'm an adventurist.
It's fortunately a time of when I didn't know that they...
There's nothing that you can talk ill about Sabbath. Nothing.
Sabbath.
Yeah, even if you can listen to this man, I have one man here, I want you to listen to him.
I'm happy, it's only...
And you also need to record this thing, man. You're not going to come and meet him. We can forget and play. What about our playing then?
No, I didn't record it.
But you didn't sit down. Why?
20 months?
Haven't they told you that you are losing a lot of wisdom?
I don't know.
Let's continue.
Yeah, I'm started training the division.
I'm going to go to the house.
That I must attend. So I thought maybe all of us have got
No.
We haven't.
They phoned me. And I told them.
You know, we should have done meeting for a whole day.
The reason why they are now repeating that invitation is that there is not enough people there. Most of the people are going out for
oversight
and so on. So they do not have.
Then people have lost confidence in that.
Now we have started, but we said we have to go.
There is a care problem.
No, I didn't.
I might say local municipality has the highest number of water backlog. The committee recommends that Amashaki local municipality must be prioritized in terms of water projects so as to reduce the number of problems.
Here is the recommendation. Any addition? If none, time frame.
Thank you. Okay.
And responsibility. For next financial year, it's 12 months. Responsibility is
provincial.
Said the district. The district is the water service authority.
The district is the water service authority.
So must then prioritize the district.
Yeah.
Right. Responsible for the district.
The second recommendation is that observation access to water in the OR Tambo district municipality is a challenge. Water losses occurred due to illegal connections, unbuilt consumers, unmetered yard connections, water leakages, and shortage of bulk and domestic needs. And the committee recommends that suitable candidates for record keeping qualified water controllers must be recruited for this problem to be resolved. The quality of water should also be monitored.
How does it sound like?
Ongoing. Something.
Sounds right.
And the last sentence in our recommendations, the quality of water should also be monitored.
Maybe improved. If you check the report, the quality of water that is being distributed to service now. It shows in the report that it's not of the suitable standard.
Okay, yes.
Chair, he's still on the floor.
Yeah, now I get the point.
Okay.
Okay, because Connie? It was the...
And we also going to the quality of water should be monitored. Now, what are we saying about the illegal connection? How do we overcome it? What can be put in place to address this thing? We have something to say so that it can be implemented in terms of the corrective measures.
Talk with something, Connie?
I thought maybe the what do you call it? The municipality should have a people in the region, the people, the general of, what do you call it?
The responsibilities of okaying the services that they receive. Connie, are you going to answer?
I'm saying I'm going to
I'm saying with the point
of I'll take my bag because we know here is he's harassing me
today is so troublesome.
He's harassing me.
Tony, let's say to educate the people on the potential on how on paying the services that they receive. Listen, Panama, please. And the whip is not here. I was supposed to ask her to just take out the wig with you.
How much for what the table?
No, I want the wig.
So we agree that it's 12 months?
Yes.
A responsible person is the district.
Yeah.
Next, Angela?
Okay. District.
But the district is where you can be able to.
Yeah,
but already the voices of
yes, they are water service authorities. They've got all the powers to rectify their mistakes. The next one?
By shared municipality, poor anti-fraud and corruption policies, municipal manager has been on leave since June 2015
until now.
And the committee recommends that the provincial and national departments of cooperative government must pay special attention to the issues raised in the report to resolve the situation.
How
does
it sound?
Honorable Bonham?
Fine.
Chair, maybe I'll take it back again. I'm worried about these people who do illegal connections. How can we solve the problem with legal connections? Because at the end of the day, these people must get water too.
But you've recommended what? We've been listening to the recommendation.
I was listening to
the recommendation is saying the recommendation is saying municipal people, communities must be educated. On the importance.
Of what?
Of paying their services they receive.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. This is a report, it's not a scam talk.
Mm.
So you want us to expand and saying that you have sent this in Yuanyoga and see this?
Yeah,
no.
I'm saying how do we address it? Because we can talk to them and say don't connect, and it has been said, and they still connect.
Mm. So it's not up to us to write here and say interventions must be that you must. The municipality must disconnect or send ends, red ends, and the like. They know what to do. So Tina, as professionals, as politicians, we must put it polite on saying that they must be educated, seeing the importance.
And chairperson, the world will say itself. Else there are foreigners working in the water. Whatever is you have been educated, will say to the foreigner, don't use this water because you will lack, all of us will lack water to our
for an example on the point, Honorable Poina, the examples of illegal connections of electricity now in housing. All even those who were paying, they were blacked out because of those illegal connections. The communities themselves were fighting amongst each other, saying that disconnect so that you'll be able to get. And they met in a meeting, they agreed, they disconnect and they pay services. That's the education that we're talking about. Because if you sensitize the communities, they're those who will be able to monitor their own services, not to be stolen.
But as far as I'm concerned, the best recommendations would be good meter in each and every household so that people can pay for water rather than connecting meters.
But how can you put meters? If you recommend their professionals, qualified people first, this is the first step. Good to qualified people who will monitor those things that we listed in the recommendation. Have you read the recommendation? Fundi? So you've seen what we've recommended. So the one that you are raising, you say you must come up with another observation. That's when that's when we say you must put meter to each and every household.
So that people are compelled to pay. If you use water, you must know you're going to pay for it.
We're going to go TV now and want us to recommend it. Let's put it to recommend it. Because I've seen one saying that counting must stop illegal connections. So every service that you receive, each household must have a meter, whether it's water, electricity,
yeah,
anything. So you want us to recommend it that way. Okay?
So it will give the municipality the right to deal with anyone who will break that meter, because it will be legal, so that it doesn't say. Because they now realize that they can't connect.
The problem with my recommendation, your recommendation is that, have we ever been there to see that there are no meters?
Yes. If you connect illegally, there's no meter. Take water that from there.
No, man, it's not.
I don't have to with you.
You can connect illegally if there is meter.
The meter that you should bypass the meter.
Yes, you bypass the meter. You preach.
No, but I'm saying, if you do that and you have a meter, then at least it empowers the municipality to take action against you.
That will take action, but we'll put your recommendation.
No, we have input time frames and responsibilities.
Time frames?
Under
what month? Vape.
Yes, well, the sense to the chairperson that is connected between the observation and the recommendation.
Yes.
Because if you read the recommendation, it talks about the report.
Mm.
But the observation doesn't talk about the report. So the sense to be destroying some of it.
That's pretty clear.
But
are
they
able to
speak
to each other?
This report.
This report. Yeah.
Okay, not doing this. The committee report.
Oh, the committee?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, just
this
the committee report.
The committee is fine. The provision and the matter department must say special matters to them issues of this in the report.
In the committee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
We lie.
Yeah.
In the committee's
report. Yeah, then we can deal it.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
responsible
right.
People is the department
and
the provincial minister.
Yeah.
Okay.
For example, the only since June, is not in the. As soon as possible.
Well, currently
the next recommendation.
Are we agreeing that the two columns speak to each other? For instance, chairperson, when we talk about the observation that the committee has realized a sin and come and says, no, this is what we observe. And the recommendation there, I'm using the word vague, whether I'm a good Englisher or whatever. you see, when we talk about something that is in our report, we want somebody to implement what is in our report. Whereas the specification is made by ourselves as an observation to say the anti-fraud and corruption policies are not there, and also we are talking about the absence of the in that municipality. And then we refer as our, this is our observation. Now we recommend and tell somebody to say, you resolve on what is in our report. It doesn't match.
No, the report, in our observation that according to their presentation, If you go deeper to the report, it says what happened.
Mm.
It says what happened.
I do agree.
That's what I'm saying. A person who doesn't understand the recommendation must go back and check what happened.
Mm-hmm.
We need not to specify what happened.
Mm-hmm.
We highlighted that what is happening in Bashe municipality, but the detailed in the report.
I'm with you.
For the first time.
The next recommendation, Buffalo City Metro stroke Lizana Municipality. So maybe we should say Buffalo City and Lizana Municipality.
Mm-hmm.
Since these municipalities were identified as hotspots by the province, there is tension at the level of the Troika, which comes to the delivery. Committee's recommendation. The interventions proposed by the province must be expedited to smoothen the function of the municipality. A report on the status of the interventions and its assistance to be forwarded to the committee.
Is it in order?
Sounds right. Mm. But, okay.
Are there any recommendations, maybe which you remember, members, which are not in here, that needs to bring forward?
The changes wouldn't be wise for us to present the interview by province and NASA. Because now the two are kind of classes, the interview by province and NASA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Because the purposes of intervention they are already there.
Yeah.
According to the report when reflecting on identifying the municipalities as their hot spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's already there. Maybe we can give them 6 months.
Even
3 months.
Jefferson, we don't seem to have reflected on the issue of debt owed to municipalities.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not featured here.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should include that.
By the
and also, like, there were local municipalities that were also owed by the district as well.
And
must put emphasis on the municipalities that are owed by the department, because the department actually hampered the rhyme of those municipalities by not paying them so much.
And from Kota itself, at the Kota level.
So going to craft that one?
Yeah.
What else that you're leaving out?
Now there's a part of those are going to be sure that you want to put them all at
the last one,
the federal
accommodation.
Yeah, federal accommodation.
We had the third one, the debt, because it kept across.
Yeah.
But they fund the same.
Yeah.
So we had said that the national government must produce a report on how many municipalities they have incapacitated to spend in our infrastructure grant.
And they are in that vision too. They are in that vision. Same applies to the aging infrastructure.
That's the one who
okay, this is the second one.
Yes, yeah.
The structure.
So the
monitoring,
maintenance,
yeah, restoration and maintenance.
Yeah. But we have the recommendation already.
No,
but
the
which cuts across now.
Okay.
We recommend it only for a province.
Okay.
Now we further recommend, we recommend, we do recommendations to cut across all provinces.
Okay. So National Department must assist all provinces with maintenance plans.
Mm-hmm.
Any
additions?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think we've observed one recurring thing, one factor. Sorry. I think we have also made a recommendation as one of those in relation to the compliance of some, you know, legislation by officials, or maybe we wouldn't neglect the legislation, especially especially in the also in the report of the AG, you remember there are matters of emphasis by the AG.
Mm-hmm.
Year after year, they repeat the very same thing. Officials simply ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how can you frame it, but let's show that
the
non-compliance by officials.
I speak on a fresh brain, you do. Patrick?
Mm-hmm.
Under further recommendation?
This is compliance with legislation. Recommend.
Mm-hmm. Yoma, we recommend that taken from the 80s method of emphasis. So we observe that municipalities keep on repeating the same.
So they're not consequences.
Non compliance.
Can you come up with a better recommendation?
Yes.
Which cuts across all provinces?
This is the problem of the municipality.
No, now we're not specifying in the further recommendation.
No.
Which, actually, remember, before we were focusing on provinces.
Mm.
Recommend what we have observed the provinces. But we are taking issues now that cut across all provinces, even those we haven't visited, we take them as fair recommendations for the community.
Like issue of incapacity to spend.
We've captured that.
Okay.
I'm also having this one, Chairperson, so generous because I don't know how, maybe it may not fit at this stage to be in our report for the effect of what we're. But there is this element throughout the country that people are hiding behind the so-called service delivery.
Mm.
And then they incur, you know, violence and criminality within. And then they say, no, we are concerned that we do not receive a service as usual. And then people come violent and do all these kinds of criminality. I don't know how can we capture it if it to come from us, the community. It doesn't fit.
It gets into other HR.
Yeah.
But you can't reflect it here.
Cannot.
Yeah, we cannot. But in maybe we can tell the department to discuss and highlight such issues under the IGR processes.
I don't know
what
the Mandela. How does it doesn't it fit? Because I mean, these things,
you know why I'm saying
things are happening within COXA. COXA is at the heart of the disability.
Well, you've heard the statement, what's the statement saying?
Yes.
Criminality of
criminality.
The service project
exactly.
Grew up hiding behind service delivery issues.
Yes.
You say when it lies.
I'm saying service delivery.
Listen to the first word, criminality, which needs now fast.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, it falls under IGM discussion.
Let me put it nicely that there are people across the country who are involved in strikes that become violent and they are hiding behind service delivery.
Mm.
Okay. In essence, when you go deeper and check, even if they are not supposed to be violent, but we find that there is indeed lack of service delivery there. This one saying service delivery from which the strike emanates.
Have you proved that there's in this there's in the cost of service delivery?
No.
Because we're talking about the report here, something that's observed.
I think Chief Mabunda is talking about the operation of all of service delivery where people become violent but they're hiding behind
but the you know, members, we are wasting our time because that thing obviously is not gonna go into this report. We're looking for further. And I clarified the issues that Nkosi Mabunda raised, saying that it falls under IGR discussion, not our discussion. If we're saying when we pursue metal with criminality, she said we know these criminals, how are they thinking?
That's political motives.
It's political motivated, so that's why I think it's out of this one. It needs other platform, not here.
It's the best thing to ensure that there is service delivery so that it's nothing to hide behind. It's purely political.
Well, the same for example, the very demand the clinic, but the a week before the late payment and the clinic.
Yeah.
So but this is not a quite of a
that's something we're waiting on time, Colin.
Even if I'm sure it will be beyond our control, what I thought is from all the policies coming to, there is this problem in terms of the interpersonal relationship between the mayors and the CEOs and whatever. Many examples, what had happened at the...
We've addressed that. The Troika, which Hamper, we recommended immediate intervention. We've addressed that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One more recommendation. Since we do not have anything on traditional leaders, I remember that instance of the headman in OR Tambo. In fact, King Kalate Dalingebo from the Mvezo Traditional Council who was being paid for doing no work. I think it was discussed. I don't remember exactly what we said the solution would be, but I think we did deliberate on the issue.
Can you please repeat that and raise your voice? I didn't
get it.
Mvezo
was in presentation.
Yeah.
There was the issue of an Induna which gets
paid
and it's not servicing the people. So I think on that time we can recommend saying that we observe and specify that. So we recommend that the department must go there and do further investigation. But we knew that there were letters that we were given that were submitted to the province for investigation. So I think we must highlight because the province is busy with those interventions, so we urge the national department to all that to also do further investigation on that one.
But
Connie?
Yeah.
And also, Chairperson, there was an issue about a chief who doesn't want to engage himself with the municipality, but he said that the municipality wants to be disciplined. And he was even prepared, chief member, prepared not to attend any meetings or whatever and so on. How do we...
Now that you can rephrase and say the department must do further investigation
yes.
In terms of resolving that.
Because it's hampering the services at the village over there. I still remember, I'm just trying to say this to you. At our place, we did have a chief where the time was supposed to be given electricity. He was saying
the government mustn't do that because we've been grown up using a moon. For a light. It is. And then also parallel mustn't build in our village because the children will fall, they are used to parallel and so on. So really it must be taken into serious hands. It puts the people from the rural areas at a disadvantage.
Chairperson, it is very difficult to actually legally hold chiefs to account on the basis of the fact that they say they don't deliver, because there is no job description, a formal job description for the chiefs, you know, within which we can judge them to say you've not done this and this, you know, you've got to do these things. So I wonder in this, how is that chief in Bruna going to be able to sponsor? He's entitled, but he's not been given job description.
That's what I was saying, we comment further investigation.
Chapter said, I will not engage ourselves in detail. Let me highlight a little bit to see what should be our recommendation. If it is out of the scope, then we'll throw it out. That is the traditional, what we call this, the latest one. I'm thinking about the traditional bill or what is traditional leadership, a bill that is supposed to
national
strategy, yeah. So, whereby I'm saying we recommend that it be expedited so that it come out and give the framework on how the traditional leadership is going to operate. That's where information I gave. I know most we were not really updated about this kind of traditional leadership and so on. There is some what do you call it? He has just mentioned job description, which indicates what are the objectives and the responsibilities of traditional leaders in the operation. It is taken within the framework Act of 2003. There are few things that have been indicated. This is the job description, how we operate, and also the headmen, how they operate, and what is it that they are doing on a daily basis. It is there. Hence you find out the latest debate is upon tools of trade, or trade of tools. Because
tools of trade.
Where are you going to operate? And using what? If your job description says 1, 2, 3. So that's why people are demanding the offices.
The microwave
computer. Leave that one
alone. No,
that one I don't. This kind of thing, only that people are taking almost everything that they have, it happens, and they hear, they want just to throw it and maybe to take out of the traditional leadership. The example that my colleague is giving here, that is the whole traditional leader. He says, no, we don't want the tarot. Just imagine it from the personal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody who do not want, you know, development and improvement in this area? So look into that, and then we must differentiate the status and the humanity and also the personality.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are afraid of the change, despite being a traditional leader or whatever position you occupy. People do not like to face the changes all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a person will say, no, I've got this computer more than that, and then you take it and put it in the media and be read by everybody. It will seem as if all the traditional leaders, including Nkosi Matshwayo, that they don't want development.
Yeah.
I'm just stating this is not a debate, but I was just...
And that traditional leader may not have been serious about saying that.
And also there is an issue which we decided to pack on that oversight of kinder injury. So we can recommend that there's an issue. We observe that there are some discussions on issue of kinder injury. We recommend that the department we give us a progress in transport and their intervention in that regard. And also we recommend, I've now for, reminded to my folks that the issue of the stress again, the issue of inclusion of some clauses in connection of Kwesan.
Yeah,
let us further recommend.
Is it for the mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, you are very right, Chairperson, related to that one of a king working. You know, that one is just for some
So I think we must highlight it.
Yeah, that would be.
So that they don't know that we've observed that.
Mm-hmm.
But professionally, we decided to close that presentation down, so that we not to be seen after that we were there biased to instigate chaos. Instability in the bunch. So, but for the we take it back to the department head so that they intervene. Because the constitution is there.
Mm. What about the interview?
We know more.
No, it's very, 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 very,
very,
No, I
but
saying, what said by
remember
the
when we were there,
mm.
there was an issue of that tribe mm. wanting to us to talk about behavior and post danger. So we said we didn't give them platform.
Mm.
So now we're recommending that not I don't want us to just to brush it not be bonang or whatever
mm-hmm.
we didn't see. So I want to recommend that the department must complete its investigation and give us a report.
Yeah. Because they are already
studying
that
information.
Just maybe to add the chairperson, if it will suit, or if it will the parity, you know, we have been discussing is the parity of kings and whatever. But I think when we talk about this national traditional leadership, it is also included the parity of this kind of thing. It will be covered.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we are done with the report.
Chairperson, just a time frame. We have stated about 6 recommendations.
Mm.
So we have done a check.
Oh,
okay.
What happened
to
that?
So it's one report, particularly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so why
I posed the question in the house. Is there any mover of the adoption? Can you record the same, please? Because on Wainamu will come up and say we didn't meet at the portfolio committee level. And
I want
that's why I'm saying the conversation. I want to pose a question. Is there any mover for the adoption of the report which includes our oversight visit Northwest and Eastern Cape?
I you have learned my children. I will move that it is to the adoption of the report.
Musimane and
I, Constance, in the delegated when you Musimane, I second the
Thank honourable members. This is a serious matter. Thank honourable members, the report has been adopted
with
amendments that we've been discussing here. Now, next item is the minutes. Ms. Zalem, someone would do it. Can I be advised the date? 10 September? 13 August?
18 June?
18 June? 7 May?
18
June? is the way that they've been advised how to catch a minute. Yes. Abasha comes. Page 2.
I also refer Sharon to check on the register where on this meeting was, because I recall the motion of this swimming there was in there.
Okay.
Check for it.
These minutes reflect the decisions that she has been taking during that briefing. The true reflection.
Mm.
Any more of a minute? To be adopted?
I move for the adoption of the minutes dated the 18th of June.
And second for the adoption of the minutes of the 18th of June?
Aye. Second the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Machoba, second the adoption of the minutes of June, 18th June. Next minute, Betting Akas.
And all the minutes, Jefferson, realized that I was not doing it.
You were attending traditional issues.
No.
First page from the list of searching us. Second page. It's when we are doing a briefing from LGP Calda. Page 2.
This on the two, the first page, the third line of the first paragraph. The Department of Cooperative Government's traditional framework in conjunction with the Department of
Cooperative Government's traditional framework was a sound mechanism for determining
one word as of government profession.
Professionalization.
Correct.
It's long and it's correct.
Local government professionalization is correct.
Correct.
Yeah, it looks very long and abnormal.
It's double S, of course, professionalization.
Yes, it's correct.
All right.
Is it the true reflection of what we've discussed in that briefing? The proposals are the same that the committee proposed.
Mm.
Okay. Any more for the adoption of the minutes of the different of Asa? Honorable Sumane is moving the adoption of the minutes of the 13th of Asa. Any second?
I second the adoption of the
minutes. Thanks, Honorable Mabas. The minutes are seconded. Let's then go to the minutes of the 10th of September.
The chief is not there again.
Oh, no.
Maybe
was trying a coup. He was there.
There's a coup.
Doesn't want me in this coup.
She wants to bring again another team. I know who is that one.
Sharon, you must know that the absenteeism reflects badly on the member of the committee. You must not do that.
Very.
No, you mustn't do that.
No, after
even the minutes, you know, from this adoption, they go PBM, double PM. They publicize those minutes as is, and they reflect bad on you.
That's why I
emphasize the issue of us owning the minutes. The authors of the minutes are not here. Who wrote the minutes about sharing? Our names are here. Each and everything which is wrong about the minutes is reflected.
Yes. I can't understand. I can't think clearly when I miss 3 weeks in a row. Looks like 3 weeks in a row. Apologies. I can't recall which is 3 in a row. I miss 1 or 3 in a row.
Can you please go some check? I shall this is correct.
I'm having a proposal now. If you wanted to keep 3 minutes of June, and then you write that that's why they are this is mistake. If we are going to go to this thing, you might have the minutes of the previous meeting. It should be his now. So somebody can't even remember now that he was part of the meeting with June or May, now October.
Sharon's defying the resolution that is long.
I'll take goodbye, diary, but I doubt pretty much I'm free in the road.
Okay. Sharon must rectify that. Do you see the problem of piling minutes? First page on the minutes of the 10th of September. Second page. Remember, at the true reflection of what we've discussed. Any proposal of the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of September?
I propose the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of September 2013.
Any second, Anna Koshiko?
I second the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of September.
The minutes of the 10th of September has been adopted with amendments. Of the name.
No. Sharon, she's just doing what so called the carpet
thing.
So once you are not there, you are not be there forever. Even this one, you are not there.
The minutes of 11th June.
You are not there.
Does she realize that how much we effort we put for you to be in this committee? She doesn't realize. That's why she's doing like that. First page. Second page. It's a true reflection. Are we still in number one? Page.
Yeah.
You were there and your name is not there.
No, put on a
hood.
Finalization of this paper. Finalization is not spelled right.
Yes, the spelling is wrong. Must correct that one. Is there nothing on page 2? Is this the true reflection of what was discussed in that meeting? Is that so? I propose a move for the adoption of the minutes of the 11th of June.
Hey, I move with amendment.
What amendment? The adoption of
the minutes. Any second?
What's the problem between the Bohemian and the
Bohemian?
I'll do it again, Mr. Chair.
I move for adoption of the minutes of Tuesday, 11th of June.
I'll
what amendments?
And second for the move of the adoption of the minutes of the 11th of June 2013. Let's quickly look at the problem. Tomorrow, I remember, is received as a status that we are meeting.
We are meeting?
Yes, meeting, we'll be receiving briefing on annual report by SALGA. So that will be our last meeting for this court. We go for constituency period from 23 September to the 4th of October. Then 2 weeks from that one, on the 7th to the 10th of October, will be the RR processing, whereby we will be discussions, receiving briefing. So we are proposing that we'll be doing our meeting outside Parliament. So from the 7th of October, I think those logistic issues will be communicated to you, irrespective of how are we going to fly from our provinces and meeting OR driving to Pretoria. The following day, or said day, we'll be meeting the AG's office regarding the opinion of COPTA and its entities on annual reports. Then we'll sleep over at Southern Sun. So the following day, we'll receive a briefing from the department on its annual report. On the 9th and Wednesday, a briefing by the Municipal Demarcation Board, that will be lunch and receive a briefing from CRL. 10 October, that will be third day, we'll receive a briefing on an impact of climate change and in migration to municipalities and process reports by the Department on Millennium Development Goals, Operation Clean Audit, and lunch, then that will be our last meetings. We will conduct them in Pretoria. This is the proposed program for next quarter. Yes?
This one, it says constituency for the second quarter is going to be in April, it's for
no one.
Really? I think I didn't know
that.
Members, here is...
No, it has already come from my page. The same
as
the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as
Member, here is the proposed program. Are there any additions that maybe we need to add on the phone? Oh, Ulona is a suit and Sharon is sabotaging. Here is the proposed program. No, if there is no action, can we then move for the adoption of the course program?
I don't know whether we put it intentionally the date.
You
can't
go,
Now you wrote Monday the 7th. Will you do it now? We want to finish on Thursday. Can we start on Tuesday to accommodate that?
Traveling.
No, we are going to Pretoria.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we'll be having anything at 5 o'clock until 7. Meeting 8.
And if we meet the whole day...
Friday, we are doing night on Friday.
And if we meet the whole day on Thursday, yeah. And then...
we go the following day on Friday.
Yeah.
Pastor, why are you disputing this? Because we used to travel on Sundays. We've agreed that the Thursdays we need in each and every oversight we make sure that we finish on Thursday so that we'll have Friday your traveling and the like. And even on Monday, traveling to come to Cape Town, use Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's afternoon here, we meet airport, you schedule your flight. That's why I said this is a proposed program. You can check under logistics how I go. Because as we're saying, the Monday, you travel on Monday.
Yeah, late. We started with the call concert and then late. Yeah.
What time
are
we traveling on Monday? I don't see any.
But have you listened to me?
No, I'm asking.
I'm doing my introduction and introduction to this program. We've resolved that this logistics thing they are going to resolve aside from this.
Right.
Because I said this is a proposed program, traveling logistics, we inform sharing from departing from a different provinces on what time.
Okay.
Informed by your programs.
Mm.
But we're saying on Monday, we're meeting at 7 o'clock to 7:30, as we normally do, at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We start a meeting with AG.
Or we're not taking together from OLA.
We'll be doing that.
Mm. But you say we're meeting at a hotel. We don't say we meet at OLA and travel to
but the read here.
The hotel
is the OLA.
Don't listen to me, read.
Don't talk there.
Read.
Can I hold this?
Most of the time when we are in prayer, even if you want to show me the traditional effects meeting, I don't know how to say the church, so we highlighted that there is a need sometimes to be an oversight for traditional affairs to find out what that means so on.
So the house of traditional
house, yeah, traditional affairs. So I would like to kind of comment that is it next year or whatever.
According to the program, we have it another week for oversight. We haven't scheduled what are we going to do. So, but we prioritize that one in our last meeting. Remember that we need to visit those ones. But this one is just meeting the department and the entities that are overseeing. Yeah. Any mover for the adoption of the program?
Yes,
this proposed program?
I hereby move to the adoption of the oversight program. Thank you.
Okay.
Which day?
Thank you,
Thank you.
I do have a good day. No, I said it was
okay. Honourable members, thank you for the working and the playing and the eating at the same time.
Where are we?
The meetings are
done.
Tomorrow, where are we?
Yeah. Same place.